Praise the Lord. Okay, can you hear me? Can everybody hear me? Am I audible? Can you hear me loud and clearly? Just so that I know that we are good. Praise the Lord. Okay. Father, in the name of Jesus, thank you so much for this beautiful time we have in your presence. In Jesus' name, Lord, you're so good and you're so kind. We are grateful, Holy Spirit, for everything that you're doing in our lives. In the mighty name of Jesus, we pray, Holy Spirit, that even as we begin tonight, oh God, your presence is with us. In Jesus' name, oh God, we bless you. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord. Wonderful IBS. Welcome to the meeting. Greet somebody. Greet somebody. Greet somebody in the chat. Say hi. Let us know how everybody's doing. So say hi to somebody. Are there people that are able to unmute so that I can greet you, and say hi to you and catch up with you? Anybody who's able to unmute yourself, if you're in a position where you can unmute, just give me a yes and I'll unmute you so that we can hear your voices. Praise the Lord. So greet each other. I hope you had an amazing weekend or an amazing Saturday. Praise the Lord. Welcome to the meeting. So tonight's meeting, we are actually having a graduation. Yeah, we are having a graduation and we're gonna have a beautiful time. Praise the Lord. So tonight I'm logged in with just one device. I'm having a bit of a network challenge on my other networks. So if at any point you can't hear me, please let me know because I wouldn't be able to know, praise the Lord, if you guys can hear me or not. Amen. So at any point you can't hear me, please do tell me. Amen. So yes, how's everybody doing? How are you doing, Caroline? I want us to have a culture of greeting each other. Praise the Lord. Imagine we're calling ourselves a family. You don't want to greet people, right? Okay, I hope you're doing well, Lunda. You're welcome, Mercy. I hope you're doing well as well. You are welcome, Caroline Namasiku. I hope you're doing well. You're welcome, Brother Peter, my deacon. You're welcome to the meeting. You're welcome, Lizzie. You're welcome, Lois. I believe you traveled well. You're welcome, Yvonne. And you are welcome, Sharon. You're welcome, Anthony. You're welcome, Jean. You're welcome, Mary Nkoma. You are welcome, Jackie. Praise the Lord. So I hope we are all doing well. Amen. So tonight we are graduating people into the main group. Some of the people that we are mentioning are already in the main group. But what we'll be doing every now and then is we'll be having a graduation of some kind. Praise the Lord. Just so that we can usher people. And then we are adding, I think, three people to the main group tonight. Amen. And the minute we add those to the main group tonight, I want us to what do I want us to do? I want us to welcome them, make them feel loved, make them feel at home. Praise the Lord, because this is their meeting. We are a family, praise the Lord. So I'm adding three people to the main group, but we are graduating seven. Amen. Four already in the main group, but we want to celebrate them in the presence of everybody. I'm just trying to see. Okay, so I have two, three of them here. Am I seeing three? Four, actually. I have four of them here. Four out of seven are in the meeting tonight. Praise the Lord. So I want us to have an amazing time. I want us to celebrate them and honor them. Praise the Lord. Okay, so before we get to that part of the meeting, and before we, of course, get to hear the graduation, I'm going to speak the word of God. Amen. Because the word of God is obviously very important. Tonight, I want to teach you the importance of being strong in just a few minutes, and then we're going to get to our main teaching for tonight. Praise the Lord. Okay, can you see what's on your screen? Wonderful IBS. Give me a yes in the chat. Give me a yes if you can see. There should be something called how to be a strong Christian, right? Oh, okay, Mary can see. Perfect. Praise the Lord. So I'm going to encourage you for a couple of minutes, and then we are going to hear speeches from the people that are graduating. Praise the Lord. We're going to hear about three, I believe. Yes, three speeches, and then we're going to give the certificate so that everybody can see, and we'll be out of here. But I want to share the word of God, because we can't have a meeting where the word of God is not taught. Praise the Lord. And I want you to be attentive. Even when we decide to celebrate our newest members, I want us to also be very active. Praise the Lord. Okay. So my name is Robbie Makasa. I am the president of Interactive Bible Study. I am a mechatronics engineer. I'm a graphic designer. I'm a teacher of God's word. I am a guitar instructor, praise the Lord, and many, many other things. So tonight I want us to look at what it means to be a strong Christian, or what it entails to be a Christian who is strengthened. The Bible says in Ephesians 6, verse 10, it says, finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Praise the Lord. Finally, be strong in the Lord and in his mighty power. Ephesians 6, verse 10. Father, in Jesus' name, even as we receive your word tonight, Lord, we pray, oh God, that our hearts are receptive in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, oh God, we pray. Amen. What does it mean to be strong? Wonderful idea. So I want to interact with you guys. What does it mean to be strong? Type it in the chat. So I'm looking at the chat now. I want to know, what does it mean to be strong? You're welcome, Miss Rini. I'm so glad to see you in the meeting. I didn't see you yesterday. I'm happier in the meeting. It's good to have you here, Natasha. I also didn't see you yesterday. I'm glad you're in the meeting. Praise the Lord. So what does it mean to be strong? I'm looking at the comment section. I want to know what you guys understand about strength. Praise the Lord. What does it mean to be strong? Amen. So I'm reading the comments. Let's go, wonderful IBS. What does it mean to be strong? Let me get a few comments, even as I'm reading. So it doesn't have to be some science thing. I just want to know if we understand the meeting for tonight. Praise the Lord. And this helps me to know if we are also paying attention. Amen. Yes. So what does it mean to be strong? I'm waiting on you guys. Anybody typing? Okay, I see Bartholomew is also here. Okay, this is perfect. Okay, let me read your comments. To be strong means not easily being moved, not being easily moved. Thank you so much, Miss Sweeney. Miss Caroline Namasiku says, physically being able to lift heavy things. And I just want to say, I appreciate that you name yourself Namasiku Yeta, Miss Caroline, because we have two Carolines now. Right? So that's beautiful. Okay, it's good to have you here, Brandon. So Brandon says to be a fighter. Okay. Lizzie says to be able to stand even in the midst of trouble and struggle. In the midst of trouble and struggle, right? Okay, perfect. Thank you so much, Lizzie. Caroline also says, spiritually, to be a fighter. Okay. Natasha says, to endure. Perfect. So we understand what it means to be strong. Praise the Lord. We've mentioned these things, and we want to look at what the Bible says. So, what does it mean to be a strong Christian? Right. So, these are the objectives. So, we started sort of like a series for May, maybe, right? May. And the like, right? So we're gonna look at reasons we need to be strong, what it means to be filled up with the Holy Spirit. We've been looking at the Holy Spirit, right? And then also steadfastness in Christ. Praise the Lord. So look at what the Bible says in Haggai 2, verse 4. It says, but now be strong, Zerubbabel. Do you see that? It says, but now be strong, Zerubbabel, declares the Lord. Do you notice that God is saying, be strong. The Bible, most of the time, just tells us, be strong, be strong, be strong. And it's important because in the world that we live in, ladies and gentlemen, you actually need to learn how to be strong. The enemy wants to kill you. He wants to steal your joy. He wants to steal your peace. And finally, he wants to destroy you. That's what the Bible says in John 10, verse 10. It says, the thief cometh not but to steal rather, pardon me, to kill and to destroy. Do you know what it means to destroy somebody? To make them where you come to a place where people can't recognize you anymore. For instance, you find that somebody used to be prayerful. They used to study the word of God. They were so fired up for the Lord. And then when the enemy comes and attacks that person, you discover that there's no trace of Christianity in their life anymore because somebody is stealing something from them. So the Bible says, but now be strong. Zerubbabel declares the Lord, be strong, Joshua, son of Jozadak, the high priest. Be strong, all you people of the land, declares the Lord, and work. And then look at the last part. It says, for I am with you, declares the Lord Almighty. Isn't that beautiful? Knowing that the Lord is with you even when you are fighting. The Lord is with you even in your trials and tribulations. The Lord is with you even when you are experiencing something that's a bit difficult. The Lord is with you at all times. Praise the Lord. And this is something that we need to realize. So we need to be strong because we have an enemy that is fighting us. Praise the Lord. Whether we want to believe it or not, you have an enemy. Every one of us in this meeting and every one of us that's listening in, we are in a fight. The enemy doesn't fight just some people. No, the enemy fights everybody. Okay, I see more graduates tonight. Perfect. Hallelujah. So the enemy wants to fight all of you. Praise the Lord. And if you're not ready for that fight, you're going to find that you're going to lose that battle because you are unaware that there's an enemy in your life. Amen. Your enemy is not your relative who keeps asking money from you. You have a real enemy who you cannot see. And sometimes because you can't see this enemy, you find it hard to fight because humans like to see, right? So this battle is a spiritual one. Praise the Lord. This is why each and every one of us, we need to know how to fight in the Lord. Praise the Lord. Now type it out in the chat. I am strong in the Lord. Amen. I am strong in the Lord because the first scripture we read, it says, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might. So I'm strengthened in the Lord. I'm strong in the Lord. So the context of our strength is in the Lord because without the Lord, we are actually not strong. Amen. So why would God tell Zerubbabel to be strong? Right? Why would God tell Zerubbabel to be strong? Do you see the little picture that's in the chat? Somebody's lifting weights, eh? Gentlemen sometimes just like to build their muscles so that you can become strong. And maybe so that you can look intimidating. Right? So here's a guy who's lifting weights and is becoming strong physically. Praise the Lord. Amen. So when you look at that little illustration, we see that this person's shape is changing because he's been lifting weights. Praise the Lord. The same thing happens to you spiritually when you're doing certain things. Look at what the Bible says. Psalm 84, verse 7. It says, they go from strength to strength. Each one appears before God in Zion. Do you know what the Bible is saying? The minute you come to a meeting like this one, the minute you go to church, the minute you expose yourself to the word of God, you are becoming strong because you are appearing before God. Amen. So just because you attended an IBS meeting, just because you listened to the meeting tonight, you know what's happened? You've actually become strong. You become strengthened. It says they go from strength to strength, not from weakness to weakness. It says from strength to strength, each one who appears before God, where? In Zion. Amen. That's Psalm 84, verse 7. Praise the Lord. Yes, so let's move on. And I'm almost done with my short exhortation. So the same scripture, it says, each one, or they go from strength to strength, each one who appears before God in Zion. So each time you pray, you receive a dosage of strength from God. Each time you fellowship with God in his word, you receive strength. Praise the Lord. So don't give up on your prayer life. Don't give up on studying your word. Don't give up on going to church. Don't stop attending IBS meetings, because from these platforms, you are getting strength. And sometimes you never know that these platforms are actually sustaining you until maybe you go to a place where maybe you don't have such things. So I want you to see that you are privileged and blessed to be able to hear the word of God. Do you know that there are some Christians in some countries where the gospel is not so friendly, and hearing the word of God is a luxury? Praise the Lord. Because if they were to set up meetings, okay, I am back. My network logged me out for a minute. Okay, so what does it mean to be strong? Number one, to be strong means to be unmovable. So this is the only point we'll look at for tonight, and then we'll hear testimonies from our wonderful graduating students. Praise the Lord. So number one, to be strong means to be unmovable. I think there's somebody who mentioned something like that. So look at what the Bible says in 1 Corinthians 15, verse 58. It says, therefore, my beloved brethren, be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. Can you see that? It says, be steadfast, be immovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord, knowing that your labor is not in vain in the Lord. So meaning, when you're serving God, it's never in vain. The time you take to check up on people, to pray for people, to encourage people, to minister to people in whatever ways, the Bible says it's never in vain. If there's something that's never in vain, it's the work of the Lord at whatever level. So don't think it's a small thing that you are doing. No. It says it's not in vain. So to be unmovable means to remain in your position despite having different kinds of tribulations. Look at what the Bible says in Psalm 125, verse 1. It says, those who trust in the Lord are like Mount Zion, which cannot be moved but abides forever. Praise the Lord. Type in the chat. I cannot be moved. I cannot be moved. Praise the Lord. No, I cannot be moved. Amen. Because I am like Mount Zion. And the Bible says about Mount Zion that those who trust in the Lord, they are like Mount Zion. They can never be moved. Praise the Lord. Yes, so I'm like Mount Zion. Amen. So quickly, things that make people move from the presence of the Lord. Number one, relationships. Relationships. 1 Kings 11, verse 4, the Bible says, for it was so when Solomon was old that his wives turned his heart after other gods. And his heart was not loyal to his Lord, rather to the Lord his God, as was the heart of his father David. So when I talk about relationships here, every now and then, I'm telling you that these are things that actually happen to people. People have left the church because of a guy. People have left the church because of a girl. Because I fell in love and I really love the person. So I'm going to sacrifice my Christianity to accommodate a relationship. Praise the Lord. So a question I want to ask, this may not always be an intimate relationship. It can even be just friendships. Amen. So the question I have for all of you is, what are you losing by the friendships you're keeping? What are you losing by the relationship that you are accommodating in your life? Are you losing your principles? Are you losing your morals? Because I want to hang out with the cool people. Amen. Number two, money. It says, but those who desire to be rich fall into temptation and a snare and into many foolish and harmful lusts, which drown men in destruction and perdition. For the love of money is the root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows. So the pursuit of money is another problem. Amen. What are you willing to do to get money? Are you willing to cheat? Are you willing to sleep with somebody for money? Are you willing to reduce your morals for the sake of having money? Amen. Yeah. Number three, loving the world. The Bible says in 2 Timothy, it says, for Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed from Thessalonica, Crescens for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia. So there are some people who just can't let go of the world. I know every trend in the world, right? So I dress up like the world. If the world is naked, I'm also naked. So it means we've not left the world. Amen. We are still participating in things of the world. So a question, if I always have to be naked or inappropriate, because that's what culture accepts, it means there's something I'm losing in my Christianity. Praise the Lord. Yeah. If I always have to cuss in my language, if I always have to say swear words in my speech, it means there's something I'm losing, or I'm trying to be like other people. So loving the world is another reason. Praise the Lord. Okay. So this was our exhortation. We're going to get right into the speeches. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray, Almighty God, in Jesus' name, for all my wonderful IBS members. I bless them with strength, that Father, Lord, in everything that they do, oh God, they are strengthened to work for you and to be Christians who are strong. In Jesus' name, oh God, I pray. Amen and amen. Praise the Lord.